Abbreviations and Terms. The knowledge test contains 17 abbreviations and terms commonly used while operating in the instrument flight environment. These terms are DA, decision altitude, DH, decision height, ETE, estimated time en route, FAF, final approach fix, FAP, final approach point, GS, glide slope, IAF, initial approach fix, IAP, instrument approach procedure, LAHSO, land and hold short operations, MCA, minimum crossing altitude, MDA, minimum descent altitude, MEA, minimum en route altitude, MOCA, minimum obstruction clearance altitude, MRA, minimum reception altitude, MSA, minimum sector altitude, RVR, runway visual range, and VDP, visual descent point. DA, decision altitude. Decision altitude is a precision approach term which is often used synonymously with decision height. Decision altitude is the altitude at which a decision must be made to either continue the approach or execute a missed approach. Decision altitude is referenced to mean sea level, and decision height is referenced to the runway threshold elevation. The required visual reference means that section of the visual aids or of the approach area which should have been in view for sufficient time for you to have made an assessment of the aircraft position and rate of change of position in relation to the desired flight path. DH, decision height. Decision height is the height at which a decision must be made to either continue the approach or to execute a missed approach. Decision height is referenced to the runway threshold elevation, and decision altitude is referenced to mean sea level. ETE, estimated time en route, is the estimated flying time from the departure point to the destination, or liftoff to touchdown. In order to answer the questions looking for the estimated time en route, you must complete the flight log provided with each question. Each question will take you through the following steps. 1. Calculate the winds using the winds aloft and the magnetic variation. 2. Find the distance of the first leg of the flight. 3. Calculate the ground speed for the first leg of the flight. 4. Compute the time en route for the first leg of the flight. 5. Repeat the first four steps to complete the flight log. FAF, final approach fix. A fix is a geographical position determined either by visual reference to the surface or by reference to one or more radio navigation aids, such as a GPS or RNAV waypoint, a VOR or NDB station, or by another navigational device, or a geographic position determined by radar. The final approach fix identifies the beginning of the final approach segment of an instrument approach procedure. The FAF for non-precision approaches is designated by a Maltese cross on NOS charts. The FAF for precision approaches is designated by a lightning bolt symbol. If ATC directs a glide slope intercept altitude which is lower than that published, the actual point of glide slope intercept then becomes the FAF. FAP, final approach point. The final approach point applies only to non-precision approaches with no designated final approach fix, such as when a VOR or NDB facility is located on the airport. The FAP is the point at which your aircraft has completed the course reversal or procedure turn and is established inbound on the final approach course. This is the point when the final descent may be started. The final approach point serves as the final approach fix and identifies the beginning of the final approach segment. GS, glide slope. A glide slope or glide path provides vertical guidance during approach and landing. Glide slopes are based on either 1. Electronic components, such as an ILS, MLS, or GPS, 2. Visual components, such as VASI, or 3. Radar, as in the case of a PAR approach. By applying the glide slope angle and the ground speed to the rate of descent, you can derive a recommended vertical speed which can be used during your instrument approach. IAF, Initial Approach Fix. The Initial Approach Fix is any fix labeled IAF that identifies the beginning of the initial approach segment of an instrument approach procedure. It is also the point at which the procedure turn begins. Unless directed by ATC, follow the published feeder route unless instructed to do something else, such as flying a heading for vectors to the final approach course. A feeder route is depicted on instrument approach charts to designate routes to proceed from the en route structure over to the initial approach fix, or IAF. IAP, Instrument Approach Procedure. Instrument approach procedures are a series of predetermined maneuvers for the orderly transfer of an aircraft under instrument flight conditions, from the beginning of the initial approach to a point from which a landing may be made visually. LAHSO, Land and Hold Short Operations. LASO is an acronym for Land and Hold Short Operations. These operations include landing and holding short of an intersecting runway, an intersecting taxiway, or some other designated point on a runway. At controlled airports, ATC may clear you to land and hold short. The thing to remember about land and hold short is that, as pilot in command, you have final authority to accept or decline any land and hold short clearance. The safety and operation of the aircraft remain your responsibility. To conduct LASO, you should become familiar with all available information concerning LASO at the destination airport. You should have readily available the published available landing distance and runway slope information for all LASO runway combinations at each airport of intended landing. Additionally, knowledge about landing performance data permits you to determine that the available landing distance for the assigned runway is sufficient for safe LASO operation. You are expected to promptly inform ATC if, for any reason, you have difficulty discerning the location of a land and hold short intersection, wind conditions, or whether or not your aircraft is capable of the land and hold short operation. If for any reason you elect to land on the full length of the runway, to land on another runway, or to decline LASO, you should make it known before the LASO clearance is issued. A LASO clearance, once accepted, must be adhered to, just as any other ATC clearance, unless an amended clearance is obtained or an emergency occurs. A LASO clearance does not preclude a rejected landing. The airport markings, signage, and lighting associated with LASO consist of a three-part system of yellow hold short markings, red and white signage, and in certain cases, in-pavement lighting. MCA, Minimum Crossing Altitude. Minimum crossing altitude is the lowest altitude at certain fixes at which you must cross when proceeding in the direction of a higher minimum en route IFR altitude. MDA, Minimum Descent Altitude. Minimum descent altitude refers to non-precision approach procedures, such as procedures which do not have a glide slope or glide path. Minimum descent altitude is the lowest altitude, expressed in feet above mean sea level, to which a descent is authorized on a straight-in final approach, or during a circle-to-land maneuver. MEA, Minimum En Route Altitude. Minimum en route altitude is the lowest published altitude between radio fixes, which ensures acceptable navigational signal coverage and meets obstacle clearance requirements between those fixes. MOCA, Minimum Obstruction Clearance Altitude. Minimum obstruction clearance altitude is the lowest published altitude in effect between radio fixes. MOCAs can be designated on or off VOR airways. MOCAs are also designated on route segments which meets obstacle clearance requirements for the entire segment and which ensures acceptable navigational signal coverage, but only within 22 nautical or 25 statute miles of a VOR. MRA, Minimum Reception Altitude. Minimum reception altitude is the lowest altitude at which an intersection can be determined. MSA, Minimum Sector Altitude. Minimum sector altitude is the lowest altitude which may be used under emergency conditions, which provides a minimum clearance of 1,000 feet above all obstacles located in an area contained within a 25 nautical mile sector centered on a radio nav aid. Resume own navigation. Resume own navigation means you are to resume your own navigational responsibility. It is issued after the radar services are completed or when radar contact is lost. Radar contact. Radar contact means ATC has identified your aircraft on the radar display and radar flight following will be provided until radar identification is terminated. RVR, runway visual range. Runway visual range, or RVR, is an instrumentally derived value that represents the maximum horizontal distance down a specific runway at which you can see and identify standard high-intensity runway lights. RVR is reported in hundreds of feet. If minimum visibility for an instrument approach is stated as an RVR value, and if RVR is not available, use the comparable values table shown in FAA Legend 11 to get the corresponding value in statute miles. VDP, Visual Descent Point. Visual descent point is a point on the final approach course of a straight-in, non-precision approach, from which a normal descent from the MDA to the runway can be commenced, provided you have the runway lights, the runway, the approach lights, or the approach end of the runway clearly identified.